What are you saying?
While chanting. While chanting, what you are suggesting?
Chanting what?
I mean, Harinam.
Japa.
Japa. Should every sadhaka meditate on pastimes and this do mansi seva? I mean, it is ideally.
Every sadhaka that's chanting Hare Krishna, should he meditate on leelas and do mansi seva? Obviously, the answer is no. He can't. He won't. He won't do it. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. And he won't do it. And he can't do it. Because unless you get the mercy of Krishna or devotee, that rag will not come in the heart. So that's very rare to have received that mercy from Krishna or the from the devotee, the anuragi Vaishnava. From last life, Vishnath calls it praktana, loba given from last life, or adunika. Adunika means that you got the mercy, adunika kripa or praktana kripa. You got the mercy in last life from Raghunuga Bhakti, from a Raghunuga Bhakta. So this life, as soon as you met a guru and surrendered unto him, Guru Parashraya, which is a stage of devotion called Sarusanga, from the day you surrendered at Sarusanga, because you received the mercy in last life to practice Raghunuga Bhakti and have a rag for Radha Krishna Vrindavan, right from the very beginning of Sarusanga, you start your Raghunuga Bhakti practices. Forget about the stage of Nishtha or Ruchi or anything, right from the stage of Sarusanga when you surrender. And Vishnu is telling this from Guru Parashraya. And then, you know, in other words, right from the beginning of Anartha Nivritti, if you surrender to the Guru, then you begin bhajan, and then you begin Anartha Nivritti. So they all kind of go, they overlap. There's three stages of devotion there: Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti. So he says Raghunuga Bhakti can begin at Anartha Nivritti, which he means also Sarusanga and Bhajana Kriya. In other words, the very beginning. It can begin. How does it begin? If you have greed. How did you get the greed? Either from your last life or this life. When you surrendered, the guru you surrendered to was a Raghunuga Bhakta. He was following Raghunuga Bhakti. And so then he blessed you with that rag. So then, if that blessing, that rag is there, that divine greed and attachment for Radha and Krishna, then you will want to read about their pastimes, and you want to think about them, and maybe as you advance and you'll develop your interest to serve them in your mind. Now we're not even serving the Vaishnavas, we're not even serving Hari, Guru, or Vaishnavas with our body, what to speak about our mind. When we're dreaming, you don't dream about serving your guru. You don't dream about serving Vaishnavas. You dream about Maya, illusion. So that's, dreaming means thinking. So when we're awake with our bodies, we may be serving Hari, Guru, and Vaishnavas, but probably very less. We're usually busy serving our own bodies and our relatives, or cooking, or eating, or cleaning, or sleeping, or bathing, or traveling. It's all us. Very little Krishna. So the question again, should all new devotees read Krishna's Leela and do Manasi Seva? The obvious answer is no. You can't do anything unless you want to do it. Can you do anything you don't want to do?
No, but any formal qualification like sannyasis only should do Manasi Seva or something like
that? No, there's no such qualification. The qualification is taste, mercy. The qualification is mercy, divine greed, and taste. Kripa, lobha, and ruchi. Taste means attraction, interest. I want this. I like this. I heard about this. I read about this. I'm attracted. I like it. I'm interested. That means natural liking, natural taste is coming. And that natural taste comes in a sadhaka, if he got mercy. And many don't have that taste. You look right and left, all around in a Bhakta Sangha. How many have a taste? How many are interested in reading the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and thinking about them? What to speak of thinking about doing seva? 1 out of 10 million? Nobody. You ask anybody. You're in Delhi? You live in Delhi? Ask all the bhaktas in Delhi. What are you thinking about? What are you reading about? Let's say I'm thinking about money and my family, and I read Gita whenever I can. I try to chant my 16 rounds in the car on my clicker. That's what everyone's doing. So that mercy is, that praktana kripa, adonika kripa is rare.